We went ahead yesterday. We're trying to figure out this Reiki Vegas kasha. So we weren't saying that Reiki Vegas doesn't have a good kasha. Reiki Vegas Parshas has an excellent kasha. Tzarech Hi Gadol. The man is saying the Valtik. It's Acher Shloshim. There's a chazaka that what he's saying is right. The lady's arguing. Say lo nevalti. She's going against the chazaka. She's only believed if she has a migui. In order for her to have a migui, she has to be believed to say eino yachol. In fact, the kiveger in this situation, if she would have walked in and said eino yachol, she wouldn't have been believed, because eino yachol is only based on a chazaka of eini shemeiza. And fakir, we don't assume that she's married. So there is no chazaka eini shemeiza. Right? That's a great kasha. Very, very wonderful kasha. The problem that I had, that I was asking, is that Akiva Eger almost like weakens his kasha, because he has his kasha here, wants to ask a sarach in gado, and he weakens it because he says that she's not considered married. Then if you go with his version of the story, then if you go with her version of the story. Now, that's not relevant. You should just say, according to the version that we're assuming, you know, Bezdin are assuming a certain version based on the chazaka of Enisha Me'iza, chazaka Lamuki Enisha Nafshei. And that's the version that they're accepting. Not because it's him or her. That's till you get the migui, you know, that's the assumption. There's a chazaka. And therefore, we assume there was, even if he went to send anything, he didn't say anything, she didn't say anything. The assumption is that they had bia. No mugi in a shanafshay. And in a yaka, we only believe that there's a chazaka in Yishamiza. So we don't assume that. So that would have been a great kasha. But Reiki Vegar says it's bane according to his version, bane according to her version. So we don't understand who cares whether what's according to her version. We don't believe her version. And if we did believe her version, then you don't need the chazaka of Eini Shemeiza. It's so circular. If you believe me, it's like I told the guys, if a guy's walking down the street, all of a sudden a lady starts screaming that you're my lost husband and you owe me to pay me for my, you know, pay me money for all the food you never pay me. She says, I never saw this lady a day in my life. So she takes him to court and she says, you know, I say this is my husband. He says, I never saw her. She says, well, believe me that he's my husband, because if you believe me that she's my husband, then ain't you shema'iza. So therefore, I'm telling the truth that she's my husband. Right, that's so absurd, because you get an Eini Shemeiza because we assume you're your husband, she's your husband, and therefore we should believe you that you're your husband. There's no starting point. The starting point is we don't assume he's your husband.
What if that guy said, yeah, I was talking married, but I divorced you already?
It makes no difference. It makes no difference. I mean, the same thing.
Because you know, but that's validating that he definitely was married to her.
Our assumption is she's not her husband. That's the, they come into Bezin. Bezin have no reason to assume that they're married. The assumption is they're not married. She says, I'm married. And she wouldn't be believed to say she's married without a raya. So we tell her, bring you a raya. She says, well, I'll bring you a raya. Because if you believe me that I'm married, then ain't he shemeiza. So that's a circular raya. If you believe I have a raya, then I'm telling the truth. Because if you believe me, I'm telling the truth. I have a raya, I'm telling the truth.
If she wants to get married, does she need a get? Does that lady need a get?
That's something else. That's shavi and nafshay. But I'm saying so
she would need chalitza, right, to go out.
Fine. That's shavi and nafshay.
So she can't force this guy to give her the chalitza because of that?
No. That's what it says in the Gemara. It says that. So there's over here, she's saying, and the Reiki Vegar is adding a point that even according to her words, and who cares what her words do? Bezin don't believe her words. Why would it make a difference? What should that if you believe her? We don't believe her. You need a raya to believe her. That's the whole point. That we're starting out without the migui. We don't believe her. We need the migui to believe her. So how can we say, well, if you believe her, then she has a migui? And that's what Rabbi Akiva is discussing. He says, no, even if you believe her, you don't have a migui. It's so ridiculous. Like, who cares if she has a migui if we believe her? But we don't believe her. And if we do believe her, then you don't need the migui. It's really two questions. One is that we don't believe her. So you can say, well, if you believe her, there's a Anisha Me'iza, but we don't believe her. And if for some reason you want to start believing her, then you don't need Anisha Me'iza. Stop, you believe her. You know, like, you're not getting anywhere. You're saying, because we believe her, therefore we have a Raya, therefore we believe her. Just don't make no sense. Okay, that was my problem. I don't know. What do you people say? Everyone's speechless.
It is. I mean, why isn't it worse? Well, my sense worse. You know, she Kveg is saying that when she opens her mouth, forget about it. Forget it's true. Everything is true. That when based on the fact that we go with that he's telling the truth, and therefore nothing can start. But Kveg is saying that it's much worse because of the fact that how could she even open her mouth by on the one hand saying that Einu Yachol, which Einu Yachol means that we're not married. Not married means that I don't have a chazaka. So it's like her words on their own don't make any sense. In other words,
we believe her.
What?
Maybe it's time we believe her.
No, but her claim itself has no chazaka. Her claim on its own, just once she opens her mouth and would say, ain't a yachol.
So if you want to say her claim has no chazaka, the reason why her claim has no chazaka because there's no starting point.
True, but also that her words make no sense. She's like she's talking Chinese. She's saying migo. I could have said ain't a yachol. Ain't a yachol would mean that I can't say ain't a yachol. That's a
Monavalti.
Why not about Monavalti? Because amigo, I could have said amigo. The cash, how can you say amigo? No.
Seems to me like okay. I don't hear him making the question any stronger. Like the question doesn't have to be made stronger. She has no basis to be believed to say amigo because you don't have to say because you know you're giving a. And then another reason.
Yeah, she's talking Chinese. She's
saying, another reason.
It's like, how does it get off the ground? Her words don't make it.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious because we don't assume she's telling the truth. Right. So she's not, you know, we assume he's telling the truth. And they're like, that, you know, then and another reason. Like, what do I mean?
What she's saying altogether, what she's talking about.
Okay.
She's like talking out of two sides of the mouth.
Okay, I don't know. I just don't think Rabbi Akiva Hager would have done that. Like you know, it's like Rabbi Akiva sounds like he's granting there's some possibility. Not that really there's no possibility, but just for good luck, make it even better. You know, there's a guy with his head chopped off, and I say, well, you know. You know he's dead. How do I know he's dead? Well, let me take a bullet and shoot at him. Okay, now I know for sure he's definitely dead because I shot him. He's dead because of the other head. Yeah, okay. So I said the Rav Chodemilsa. Now I gave another reason why he's dead. I don't know. Kivege would bother. We have to point that out. Kivege point. We have a person with his head chopped off. Kivege is going to write it, and you know what? He's dead because he was shot. Well, because he wants to make a stronger point, nacha point. I just don't like that. You know? Anyway, so anyone have any creative thought?
It certainly takes away Tysus's Migu versus Chazaka. Is that true?
No.
Tysus is trying to create a Migu versus Chazaka. Kivege was not trying to attack. He's just trying to say that Tyson has no muscle
of a migu versus a chazaka to show the migu stronger. If he shows that the whole migu falls apart, maybe Max is saying if the migu melts by itself, you don't have no raya for Tysus. Even if Tysus is right,
it melts by itself because we don't believe her to say ain't a yacho. That's the best way. That's the best way because if she would want to say ain't a yacho, we don't believe her.
You still have nothing. You don't have anything. There's nothing here in your hand.
Okay, listen. Well, what can I do? I don't hear that. You know, this is what he said. Rav Kivega made the first point that we have a chazaka. We don't say Eino Yacho unless there's a raya. There's no raya to Eino Yacho. So she can't say Eino Yacho, period. End of story.
He's just saying Migu versus chazaka. I understand his chazaka that he's right, but we have so that chazaka has to face a migu, and we can prove from there migu beats chazaka. Right, so you have to look at the migu card in the Hanami.
I can't help you. I can't help you. I mean, I can't help myself. But Kivager already said that you're only nemen with Eino Yacho if you say there's a chazaka. So he just have to say there's no chazaka. He starts out his opening line is that his opening line is. So over here, there's no Einisha Me'iza because we don't assume she's married. You know, that's all we have to say. Right? To give another reason, but there's nothing, because even if we believe her, there's no, okay, I don't want to see, there's so, he's like, he's giving a, especially, that's what I kept on saying yesterday, the reason Rekiv Hager says is fluky. Because I really do think that there are many people that say Yavama is considered a wife. I don't think that's such a far-fetched thing. You have that in, as I said, in many places. You have in the Sugya of Yeshika, you have it in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlaik, it's a paiskim, if there's a chaim and Rabbeinu Gershon on a Yavama.
Does that automatically go along with this, that because in some halachic, that Zika is considered like marriage, does anyone say it goes that far that the chazaka would apply also?
Okay, but it surely there's room to hear such a thing.
Who said
Kivager is he has a kasha that's like solid, and because he wants to make it stronger, he says it's like you already know the guy's dead. So the person's like saying, that's my example. The guy's lying there without his head chopped off. Now he says, well, wait a second. He also took a certain poison. Well, maybe that poison doesn't kill. Well, yeah, sometimes it doesn't kill, but sometimes it does. It probably does. You know, it's daichik to say it doesn't kill. Like what? I'm mixing myself up with the Evans and Claire's, and you know, it's not so pushy that this poison kills. The guy's with his head chopped off. Don't you know?
But if two achrayim are going to argue, if Zeke is a marriage, why should the two achrayim argue? If the chazaka is going to apply, that's the question. How the women view
that's
themselves?
Debatable. You could hear it's debatable. It's
not debatable if it's a marriage, but that's not debatable if the woman would have the chazaka or not.
Say that once she's married, you have to start making hakiras. Why is Einisha Me'iza? Maybe she's Eini Me'isha to the person who's going to be her husband. She knows he's his husband. She feels connected to him. I don't know. What the psychology of Einisha Me'iza is. There's room. Rekiv Hager is like sticking his head out into a room that he should realize. I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong. I agree with you. Rekiv Hager is obviously right. But Yesh Bokom for a Baal Dover to start arguing with him. So it's ridiculous. Sometimes he's my mushroom. You got the guy's dead with his head chopped off. You start saying these fluky svaras, which, okay, they're a good svara. Maybe it's true, but. But someone's going to Yesh Mokom for Baal Dover to argue and start arguing about it.
But you need two things. You need a person to argue on the one hand to say that it is a marriage, and you have to come along with a svara to say that svara is going to make affect the chazaka.
I understand, but he doesn't need it all together because the guy's standing here with his head chopped off. That's the thing. It's a waste. It's a waste of point. So you don't go ahead and say something for no reason to make the kasha stronger when it makes it weaker. Yeah. Because you don't just do things like that. That's not called making the question stronger. You make it stronger by saying something which is room to argue with. The question is straight, simple. I just said in order to say Eino Yachol, you need a chazak and a shmi'iza. We don't have here a chazak and a shmi'iza because the assumption is that he was nivo and then nivo and a get. Because Omugi and Ishanafshe tells us that there was nivo and there was a get. Finish. End the story. That's what he's saying. He said that already. What do they have to continue? And according to what she said, like who cares what she says? We don't believe what she said. You only believe what she said if you have any shemiza, but we don't have any shemiza. Okay, to me, it's a very strange question. Okay, so I don't know if this is good, but I will try it for drive you people crazy. You people are my.
Can I try using the ktzais that Rebbe sent us?
Yes, let me hear the ktzais.
Well, Rebbe did say that Lagabi herself, she is usher.
Lagabi herself, she's usher, yes.
Right, so if she's also Lagabi herself, so Lagabi herself, we do believe her that she's his wife.
Right.
The question is, now can we apply it also to the husband that he's really, we have to treat him as that he's her husband. So once she establishes that Lagabi herself, she is his wife, yeah, so now she's able to use that migo. Now she's able to come and say, well, Lagabi me, yeah, I am his wife.
Yeah, but Lagabi the husband, you're not his wife.
Lagabi the husband is not, but now we want to know if you have that money.
This is Lagabi the husband. We're trying to force the husband to do
Chalitza. But now we want to know, does she now have the Ein Isha Ma'ezes Paneha? Since she is married to him, we don't know if he's married to her, but she's married to him. So she has now the Ne'emanus, yeah, of Ein Isha Ma'ezes Paneha.
Okay.
Once she has that, she is able to use the Migo.
Okay. I think I agree with you, but let me try and say. I think you're saying it. You're saying it. It's a little too simple. But I hear. Okay. Now, there's a problem like this. Shavi and Avshe is not rather precise. If you learn Shavi and Avshe is neder, so then there's nothing to talk about because she's not. We don't believe her. But the precise that Shavi and Avshe is nemanis. But Pashas, that doesn't help us because it's only nemanis. Ligabi her. It's not nemanis, ligabi him. And the whole issue here is if we force him to do chalitza. So we need nemanis, ligabi him. It's not enough that we have nemanis, ligabi her. So what I was thinking too, is that even though ligabi him, she doesn't have nemanis, but ligabi him, ligabi her, she has them on us. In other words, he has to admit that the halacha is that the gabi her, she has them on us. The halacha is that Shavi and Avshe has them on us, the gabi her, but not the gabi him. But even he has to admit that the gabi her, there's them on us, because that's what Shavi and Avshe does. So in other words, if let's say she would make a nether, she would say, I'm answering my food on this man if there's an Isser Eishes Ish on me. So you can hear that since even he has to admit that the Gabi her, there's the Amonis, that she's an Eishes, that she's an Isser Yavama. So since he has to admit, even though the Gabi him, she's not Neman, but the Gabi her, she's Neman, and the man also knows that the Gabi her, she's Neman. So since the Gabi her, she's Neman, so the Tanai was fulfilled. So it's the same idea here. He has to admit that the Gabi her, she's Neman. So that means when we determine whether Ein Isha Me'iza, we're in her world. And the Gabi her, she's Mamish, his wife. The Gabi her, the din is, she's his wife. So there might be a psychology of Ein Isha Me'iza. Even if the Gabi him, she's not his wife, but once the Gabi her, she's his wife, so then the Gabi her, there could be an Ein Isha Me'iza. So then even the guy behind him is an Amy Shemiza. Because there's an Amy Shemiza. I think I said, and it's the same thing, you make such a face.
You know, no, I like my pushed away, my simple way better. I'm not sure why Rebbe needs to add that he Lagabi him, he has to agree the Lagabi her.
Otherwise,
we're trying to find her name on us right now. We're trying to get her name on us. So, right, saying, so he believes if she is, yeah, Lagabi her, she's 100% his wife. Yeah,
then we don't believe her.
What?
We don't believe her. We only believe her herself.
Yeah, okay, we believe her Lagabi herself.
But the issue here is to make the whole issue in the Taisis is to force a man to do chalitza.
Right, because we,
that's Lagabi him.
Okay, but once we got that we believe Lagabe her, that she's also to him, right, because she's his wife.
Right. So then Lagabe her, you have an Amy Shemiza, fine.
Exactly.
That's still only Lagabe her. But when you come to apply it to him, he says she's not his wife.
Okay, but now she's able to get to her amigo.
No, because in his world, he never had an Amy Shemiza. That's why I need my step. She, the Gabi herself, she has an Eni Shemiza. Very nice. But that doesn't help us because that's only the Gabi herself. We're trying to utilize this to affect the man, to make him do chalitza.
How does it help?
How you're trying to utilize it to affect the man, what?
How's Rabbi helping that? He could still say,
I'm just trying to show why with the parship shot is handy, didn't work. In other words, because we're trying, before she spoke, the din is that we assume that there's a get, and the man doesn't have to do chalitza. We're trying to create a din on the man that he has chalitza. Now, the man doesn't have to go by dinim that are the gabi her. The man has to go the gabi dinim that are the gabi him. So the fact that the gabi her, there was an Eni Shema'iza, so what? The gabi him, there's no Eni Shema'iza.
No, but all we're trying to get to is the point where she is able to utilize her amigo.
But she only gets amigo if she had an Eni Shema'iza, if she could have said Eno Yacho. And she can only say Eno Yacho, the gabi her, but not the gabi him.
But once she gets that Migo, once she gets that
thing, the Migo,
in her world, in her world,
she didn't have a Migo.
In her world, she is married to him. In her world, we know that ain't Isha Meiza. Once we know that she has this ain't Isha Meiza, whether the husband is accepting it or he's not accepting it, once we know that she has this Hacha, this Meira of ain't Isha Meiza, she's able to get her Migo. Once she gets her Migo.
She doesn't definitely have Eni Shemiza. She only has Eni Shemiza in the world of Lagabe Her. There are two worlds. There's a world of Lagabe Her and a world of Lagabe Him. That's what happens by Shavya and Avshe. So we split the worlds. We say that Lagabe you, you're married. Lagabe Him, you're not married. Lagabe you, you're Zakuk. Lagabe Him, you're not Zakuk. So we have two worlds. So now, it comes out that in the Gabi herself, she's believed to say Eino Yacho, but the Gabi him, she has no belief to say Eino Yacho. So when you're coming to force him to do chalitza, and you're saying, well, she has a migo, he says it's not true because in my world, she was never to say Eino Yacho. So I don't think you can't get started.
So meaning Lagab, meaning in say, his world,
what?
Meaning in his world, there's no namanis at all that she has ain adamaiza, any shamaiza.
Yeah, because there's no namanis that to what she says. But so I was trying to say, and even assuming that a yavama has any shamaiza. So what I was trying to say is, but since he has to admit, even though his world is different than her world, but his world admits to her world that her world exists like Abe her.
So she can give herself chalitza, but he's not giving her chalitza because in this world she has no money.
So this is where maybe it gets a little bit circular, but maybe it makes sense. He has to admit that in her world, there's namanis. That means in her world, she's married. So that means in her, that she he has to admit that she has an Einisha Me'iza, because Einisha Me'iza goes by her world.
Why does he have to admit anything?
It's her behavior.
And why does he have to admit anything?
Goes by her world.
Her behavior is a great namonis in her world. But he doesn't care about her world.
No. Einisha Me'iza is a metzia, not in her world. We want in everyone's world. He has to admit that she would not be Meyers, because the Meisa, there's a psak din that she is, let's say a Yavam is not Meyers. Let's say Lou Yitzhak disagree with Rabbi Kivaga. So he has to admit that it's paskind on her, in her world, that she's a Yavama. Since in her world she's a Yavama, so she wouldn't be Meyers. So even he has to admit that she wouldn't be Meyers. Because she, when she decides whether or not she's going to be Meyers, she's deciding that in her world. So he has to admit, even in his world, that she would not be Meyers, because he knows that she's living in her world.
That would be good. That because he knows for sure she's divorced.
If we were convinced in his world that he, in her mind, she really believed she was married or Yavama, then I would hear that much better. But yeah, we don't even accept 100% that she herself believes that she's married, to have that psychology. We only believe that in her world she believes that she's married. But in my world, I don't believe that she believes she's married. So I don't believe she has any other man.
But that's where we get confusing, where there's a crazy thing here, because it's namanis. And the excise itself is a steer. How can you have namanis that the Gabi her, we believe 100% this is true? So with the Gabi her, we don't believe it's in her head. The Gabi her, we believe it really happened. We're not saying that her world is a make-believe world. Her world is a real world. It's only the Gabi her. But her, you know, it's not that she has to do it because, well, she believes it, so she has to follow what she believes. No, it's not modest. Which means that in her world, this is reality. In her world, the reality is that she had she's a Yavama.
If she says this meat is usur, legabi har, we believe her, yes? But yeah. I could still eat it, right?
Yes.
Now I take it and I force her to eat it. Did I violate lifnei iver?
Maybe, yes. But I would say yes, maybe. Maybe I could hear you go on it there, because I have to admit that in her world it's usur.
Can I just try a different way? If somebody comes along and say they're a kohen, right, and they can't get metame and they have kadima and everything, so we could say, listen, we could believe the person shavya nafshe. They have all the halachas of kahuna, right? There's one problem: if the person who they're talking to, the guy says that's very nice, and maybe I would even believe the person, but I'm his father and I'm not a kohen, so you can't tell me to believe it. The person's lying. I know the person's lying. This husband is saying all the svaras in the world. I married her, divorced her. No shaykhs.
Right.
You can't put it upon me. It's physically not possible.
No, yeah, but I'm not. I'm saying I disagree with you, because the halacha of Einisha Me'iza goes by whether she's married, and if Adam say that if Adam walk in and say that she's married, then she's married.
The husband's a liar.
I don't care what your husband say. You have to admit that the Gabe her, she goes by the Adam. She don't go by you. The father says, I'm not a Kohen, but Adam say you are a Kohen, then it's tough luck on you. So the Gabe her, there's that money. She's obligated to believe the Nemanis. If Adam walks in and says something, she has to believe it. So she's obligated to believe that she's married. Because she has the monies, there's Adam here.
Rabbi, I have some of my, I think, against what sounds like, I think what Shmuel is saying. Halacha Maisa came up when I was in Omaha. So there was a guy there who was involved with the shul. His family thought they were Kohanim, and he married a Giyaris. So Shaila is, what do you do? Can you call him a Fraliya? How do you treat him? This. So I spoke to Reb David Cohen, and Reb David Cohen said, Kohanim are not chazakot anymore, muchzik anymore, that they're Kohanim. So Lagabihim will say he's a Yisrael. He's really Yisrael. You call him up as Yisrael. He's married to Geras. You call him Yisrael. And that you treat him like Yisrael. Don't treat him like he's married, a Kohen married to Grusha. Treat him like he's Yisrael. However, his father could still be called up as a Kohen. His brother could still be called up as a Kohen. But he's a Yisrael. Legabe him, we say he's not Chazak of a Kohen. Yeah. That was the Psak of David Cohen.
Okay.
So I'm saying like this also, like Legabe him, you could have a word like that. Legabe her, like there's a different, even though it might be, doesn't fit in with his world, doesn't fit with anything. You can still say that there's Legabe going on.
Okay, but the problem here is, are you trying to support me or hurt me? What
I think I'm trying to support you.
I'm saying
it may not be a perfect mushel, but I'm saying I thought about this halachal mitzvah case.
Rabbi Yamin, but why does he have to believe he's not a Kayan? That's the problem. He himself doesn't have to think he's Yisrael. Rebbe's saying that he himself has to now change his own das. That's what I'm arguing with.
The answer is because he's not changing his das for himself. The issue is what do you think she has a din of Ein Isha Me'iza. Her Ein Isha Me'iza goes by her din, not by you, not what you think her din is. It goes by reality of what her din is. And if Shavya Navsha is a din, then the Gabe her, that's her din. So the guy, then she has an Ein Isha Me'iza. You have to admit that that's her din. So then there's an Ein Isha Me'iza.
If he's a Kayan, could he take her back? If he's a Kayan, could he take her back? If he's a Kayan, right? He divorced her, right? Unless he wanted to do Yibum to her. He can't take her back. According to Rebbe, he can take her back.
Because the Gabi him, she's a Gerusha.
See, he also has Shavya Nafshe.
Obviously, he is. I'm saying he's pretty. Gabi him, she's a Gerusha. But I'm saying the Gabi him, she's a Gerusha. But the Gabi her, the Gabi him, how you understand the Gabi her. And that the Gabi him, in reality, she's a Gerusha. But even the Gabi him, he will admit that the Gabi her, she's a Yavama. Because like what Sandy said, you know, he very likely would have, someone said, I don't remember the same word, that there would be an Israel if they either, if he would go ahead, and because he knows that it got me her, she's a Yavama, even though I know that she's not a Yavama.
Can we word it a drop differently? Is the var here that she has this nemonos of Shavya Nafshe, or would it be the same thing if we could take aside the ktsais of Shavya Nafshe, but we have reason to believe, and he agrees, just she's a little delusional, and she taka believes in her own heart that she was not divorced. So she really believes they're married, but we know they're not married. Would it be the same thing? Is it the birth on her mind?
That would be easy. That's easy. Well, there's no problem. If Shad is that we don't assume she's lying, we assume she's delusional, then it's simple. Then even though he says that he divorced her, but he knows that she's living in a dream world. So there's no problem. That would be simple.
What do you mean simple? What would the halacha be? She says, Eino Yochol.
Yes, and then she would have she might have a chazaka, Eino Shemiza, because we know that she's in a dream world. And since she's in this dream world, so in the dream world, there's this is her psychology, because Eino Shemiza is a psychological thing. And if we know that she lives in the dream world, that Ein Isha, that she's married, she mamish believes that she's married.
So is Rabbi saying that she would have the Ein Isha Me'iza?
No, she would have an Ein Isha Me'iza. Yeah, that'd be very simple. Rabbi Yeager would be makes lots of sense. If you would say that the Isha really believes what she's saying, then I would have no kasha on Kivager. Except I just think that that's very, very weird, strange to say that the man says Nivalti, and she says, oh, Nivalti, and we're assuming that the lady, we're saying we're really assuming the man's right, because Lomuke and Ishanavshe tells us that they were Nivel. But we come along and say that the lady is delusional, and she assumes lo nevaldi. It just sounds.
No, if we're not saying that.
We don't usually say things like that. We usually say that the person's a liar.
So you know, if we're not saying she's delusional,
to the atheist. We don't say the guy was delusional. We know
we're not saying she's delusional.
We say they're both atheists. So if we're the assumption is here that they had bia. She comes along and says, I didn't have bia. So you're going to tell me that she really believes she didn't have bia. Why would we assume that?
So if we're not saying that, then what is it? We're saying that she has nemonos, that we believe legabe her, that she's really married.
Right.
I don't see how we're crossing him onto that side of the bridge.
Because if she, since it's legabe her, so then she has to act based on her legabe her.
Yes.
She doesn't act on legabe him. She acts right. on legabe her.
Right.
So therefore, she shouldn't be mayors, because she goes to Bezin. Let's make big. She goes to Bezin. And she asks Bezin, what's my status for Gabi this Yavin? Am I still Duke or not?
Yes.
And Bezin say, listen, as far as a husband, you're not talking. So she says, I'm not interested in as far as a husband. I want to know as far as myself. What's the din as far as myself? Bezin Baskin, halacha lemaisa, the Gabi yourself, you are 100% Zaka Kliyiva. Oh, okay. So I'm 100% Zaka Kliyiva, I'm not going to be mayors, assuming that mayors, you wouldn't be mayors in a school Kliyiva. If you tell me that I'm 100% Zaka Kliyiva, that's the din, that I'm 100% Zaka. So I'm not going to be mayors. So now we have a raya of Eni Shemiza, because she goes, when she decides whether or not to be mayors, she decides in her own world. She doesn't take into consideration his world. She only takes into consideration her world.
Yes, all that is perfect, except that when we finish that whole story, and now we have to go back to him and say, based on what Rabbi Luban just said, you have to give
Chalitza. Right. He has to admit that there's a raya.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Since in her world, she is 100% married, Zakuk. So therefore, in every single world, the reality is, and even the man has to admit that this reality is true, that she wouldn't be mayors. So Mamedah, we have a right.
Not the man.
Yes, the man. The man also has to admit that she wouldn't be mayors. Because tell the man, listen, Mr. Sowing, whatever your name is, do you admit that in her world, Bezin told her she is 100% married? Says yes. And that being told 100% married created the fact that she wouldn't be mayors. Yes, for sure. How do you explain that she said, Eino Yachol? Must be she's telling the truth because she wouldn't be mayors. So obviously she's telling the truth. So he also has to admit that there's a bira that she's telling the truth of Eino Yachol.
In her world.
Therefore, we can force him to get to do chalitza.
Why? That's all in her world. He's saying the great.
No, it's not in her world.
It's a reality. It's a reality. It's a reality. She created a reality.
Now that the din is that Eino Mayis,
earned the Nehmanus. She earned her Nehmanus.
If you were saying she's delusional.
She earned her Nehmanus to say the Migo.
What?
She's burning her Nehmanus
to say Eino Yachol. If she would have walked in and said Eino Yachol, she would have Nehmanus, because since when she says Eino Yachol, so the she is working within her own world, and in her world she's married to the oven. Bezin told her, in your world, lady, you are 100% married to this guy, like it or not, you're 100% married. So in her world, so based on the fact that she lives in her world, so she wouldn't be mayors. He knows that she wouldn't be mayors. Everyone knows that she wouldn't be mayors.
So what's Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Akiva Eger's out? What's Rabbi Akiva Eger's out?
That's what Rabbi Akiva saying. But even she's not saying that she's married. She's only saying she's a Yavama. And Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming, not like my Rashash, that a man would be
according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, if Metzius was, he didn't say there was a get. He just says there was bia, and she says there was no bia. I want chalitza. What would we say?
Yeah, then there's no problem. That's for sure. Then even Reiki Vager would agree that there's an Eini Shemiza.
Why is Eini Shemiza? She says she's not married. She says Eini Yochel, so she's not married.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, that case of the Chora, everyone would agree. She says Eini Yochel, she'd be believed. So why in that case is she believed, okay, even though she's not married?
In that case, but she's believed. I don't know. So maybe that's not the truth in that case. I don't know.
What? So in that case, Rabbi Kivyak would hold she's not believed to say Eini Yochel?
I don't know. You can't ask me. I don't know. Whatever it works, I'll say.
I'm saying, Matthias is, if in that case she would be believed, so here she knows would be believed.
I don't know if that's true, but if it's true, so I'll say not. So I'll say you're not believed. I don't whatever you want. You can't ask me a question from a make-believe case. I don't know what the din over there is.
If she's lying,
you're taking for granted that she would be believed if she said Eini Yochel.
I don't know. No.
If you were subjected to a lie detector test, if you were subjected a lady to a lie detector test, she would pass it. So that creates a reality. Everybody's got to live with it.
I don't think that's true. If she was really lying in this case, if she was lying, would she be Mayiz? If Klapei Shmaya...
She didn't think she was lying. She didn't think she was lying.
We don't know. I don't think it's true that Rebbe's saying that she doesn't think she's lying. She knows if she's lying or not. The Din Paskins, that she has Nemonis. But if Klapei Shmaya Galia, she's lying. Besnik can't pass it because we think she's saying the truth. But if she was lying, would you still say that since the Pesach is she has Namonos, Eino Domeiza comes in? Or you would say, well, she knows she's lying, so of course she's going to be Mayiz. That's no Svara. Or would you say, no, even if she's lying, but since Besnik passed and she's believed, Eino Domeiz kicks in? What would we say?
The halacha is, once the halacha said that she's married, then we don't care whether she thinks she's lying. It's not, in a certain sense, if even if she was lying, she's still married to the guy.
So I wanted to say this. Let me say this back to what I think Rebbe just said. Even if Klapei Shemaya, she's lying, but since the Halacha Paskins, she has Nemonos, therefore the psychology of Eini Shemaiza kicks in, and this lawyer who knows that she was Gara Chalitza or Gara Get, was married on Get, and she knows she's full of baloney, she would not be Mayiz Bifnei, but fake Baila to say Eini Yochel.
Because it's Baila, because it's a Psakdin that he's Baila.
Wow, she's mamish, such emunas chachamim affects her whole psychology that she hates the guy. He divorced her, but she wouldn't be Mayiz because Bezdin Paskin, Peter Katsoy, she's his wife.
That's right, Bezdin Paskin. And they told her that she's mechuyev to follow that just ate him. You got to believe it. They told her, you're mechuyev to batel daitcha to the namanis. You got to accept this namanis. This is a psak. This is your husband.
It sounds like a big chiddush. Sounds like a big chiddush to me that Eini Shemaiza would apply in that case.
I won't deny it's a big chiddush, but maybe that's what I give Hager. Maybe that's why he needed this extra part, because he feels.
Matthias is, it doesn't have to be a full-fledged.
He wouldn't have had this part. Reiki Vager is, you know, this I would say he's protecting himself. I don't have another Reiki Vager, that someone could say this.
So right. He doesn't have to be a full-fledged proof. He is just to say she's not even married. So even if he would suggest such a thing, it's knocked out of bounds.
Yes, that's right. In other words, that someone would come with a Reiki Vager would have only asked his first half. Now listen, we believe him that he had Bia, because Omugi and Ishanafshe, she's not believed to say in a Yako without a Chazaka. There's no Chazaka because you don't have there's no basis for a Chazaka because we don't assume she's married. So then someone would have come along and said, yeah, but didn't you learn the Ksais? The Ksais said that there's no money, that she's a Yavama. And she lives in her own world. And ever since she lives in her own world. So the Mimeda, you have to go ahead and she has an Araya. So then there is an Eini Shemaiza. So therefore, right. So therefore, the Reiki Vager to strengthen his kasha is saying that, yeah, that's not true, because even in what base what she's saying, she's only a Zakuka, and there's no Eini Shemaiza to a Zakuka. Okay, the only difference is like this, because I don't know if I want to say it like that, because it depends how big of a mechutz if I want to be. If I want to be a mechutz, be a tzaddik, like, you know, like the Rishiva's Derech, and I just want to explain Reiki Vager. So this is a fine way of doing it. But if I also want to be a mechuzav to answer Akiv Eger Tzorech Yagado, because what are we trying to do? We're trying to say Akiv Eger obviously needed the second half to enter. That's his kasha. And the second half, the my supposed Rashash could answer his question. So we succeed in answering Akiv Eger Tzorech Yagado. Because we see from Rabbi Akiv Eger that this isn't such a crazy possibility. Dr. Akiv Eger had a bavur in it, shows that it's a possibility. And the only way he shrugged up this answer is by saying that she's a dying skuka. But according to the Rishash or whatever, and I think the Ramah, some people way that earn the Ramah, that there's an isser of Chayim Beinu Gershon. So you see that they are quasi-married. So and maybe quasi-married, make for Amy Shemiza. So we have a way to enter Akiv Eger Tzorech Yagado. So if you say, you know,
so he weakened himself by introducing the whole last four lines.
No, because Akiv Eger knew that otherwise you would someone would doubt, because it's not such a bad answer. Akiv Eger holds it's a good. What I'm saying is good.
Right, exactly. He's saying it's very solid, and I don't know. Okay, that's it's a big chiddush to say it's so solid.
Right. So it's so solid, and therefore he had a. Bring in this added point that Akiv Eger is convinced that a Yavama is not a wife. You know, that he's convinced about, okay? You know, that he's convinced. But if you wouldn't say that, Akiv Eger feels it would be very important that he had to say that, because if he wouldn't have said that, he knew that someone would come along and mamish shlug him up.
But is he saying that point alone would knock off his question, or that this strengthens his question because she's not?
So I don't know. It depends. That's what I'm saying. It depends if you just wanted to try and explain Akiv Eger why it'd be Marach Lezoshin, or if you have an agenda.
Or to flip it so that the fact that she's say Zika really is Eini Shemiz applies, and therefore knock off his question altogether.
I know there's people have a big Yetzer Sahara. To answer Akiv Eger Tzorech Yagado. And Shiva, on the other hand, you know, didn't like when you do that. But he did it also. Shiva gave Pupushin where he answered.
Was there a friend or someone else who used to ask Tzorech to answer Tzorech Yin's or Akiv Eger's in a Smicha Bechina?
I don't know. I mean, Rashiva, the most famous Rashiva's Pupushin in Yavamis was to answer Akiv Eger Tzorech Yagado. You know, Akiv Eger Yavamis is, why do I need a Pasik? For why do I need a pasuk for? You know that was Ricky Vega's kasha. That Ricky Vega asked that kasha, and everyone goes to answer that. And Shiva says, you know, he said, "Oh, Pupu, that was the main Sherry of Amis, where he was explaining the Pirkei Shmuel's answer to it, and he was arguing Rav Chaim of Eshezach.
I remember the Rashba Ramban being a big pilpul shir in Yavamis.
Yes, they were all big pilpul shir. But the Eshezach's not in Erva. Don't you remember that? Eshezach's not in Erva. Rav Chaim. Eshezach's not in Erva. Go figure out why. Not. But anyway, but the Maisa. So that's Ricky's answer. Akiv Eger's kasha. So Shiva also would always say you're not supposed to do that, but he did that. Okay, Adam Mai was defending Rav Chaim. Okay, Chaim answered Akiv Eger's kasha.
B'chol, the Shiva held that Yavamis is different from all the other Masechtas, the approach, right? No,
why?
Because we don't understand why, we just know how or something like that.
I don't know, I'm not familiar, I didn't hear that one.
But Rashiva said when he answered the kasha, he would say something like, "I hope that Ricky Vega at least for a second, at least before he ate it up, at least for a second, he thought maybe this." No?
Okay. Yes.
But he defended Ricky Vega's also. No, like in Bechadel, right. He defended the kasha also sometimes.
Right. That would be a bad version. It was such a good answer. Why did Ricky Vega say it? Okay. We'll do that too.
No. I mean, the feds. That's a kasha on Ricky Vega's kasha. Like to defend the kasha, like.
That would be a normal purpose sharing. Akiv Eger is obviously right. Someone gave an answer, Akiv Eger is kasha, so it can't be right. But Akhara sounds like a good answer. So why did Rabbi Kivager give this answer? Okay, but here we're not saying that. We're not asking Akasha Kivager why you didn't say this shot. But we're just saying that there's a potential, if you're ready to buy such a crazy shot, because that once Bezdin Paskin, the monist, that she's Zakik, suing Zakuka. Now, that if she would make it, in other words, in my case, according to my crazy case, where a lady catches you in the street and says that you're my husband, and you say, I never saw you a day of my life. So according to what I'm saying, it would come out a pretty crazy thing that she says, this is my husband. The man says, I never saw her. Since she does a shavi and avshe, so she's believed, she's considered, the guy with her, he's her husband. So now when she says he's my husband, it's Eini Shemeiza. So we have a raya that really, we have a raya that you're married to her.
And Rebbe, it would never work, Rebbe, because the whole point is only on the svar of Lo Navalti. It's only because Lo Navalti is no other svar that she's believed, Eini Shemeiza. Only Lo Navalti.
No. Here's an example. You're walking down the street, and a lady grabs you and says, hey, stop! My lost husband! You ran off on me! Starts hitting you with her broom.
No, there's no kid.
You ran off and left me with all the kids. And you're like, you're crazy. I never saw you.
She's never believed.
Let's take 1 second. Let me go to Bezdin. I'm having fun with the case. So you go to Bezdin, and Bezdin say, listen, she says that she's married to you. So Shavya Nafshe says she's an Eishes Ish, right? Shavya Nafshe. She says you ran off, never gave a get. You ran off, left her with 10 kids and ran off to America, whatever, left her in Israel with 10 kids. So you did, she says Shavya Nafshe. So the guy by her, she's married to you. The guy by you, she's not married to you. But now that since, according to my logic, since the guy by her, she's married to you, so she wouldn't be mayors against you. So how could she come along and say you're married to her if it's not true? That's a huzzah. So it must be there's an Eini Shemeiza. So therefore, there's a raya that it's true that she's married to you, and you would have to pay her the money. I don't know. This sounds crazy.
Do we say
no smarter? Because then she could say there's 10 kids, and now he should be maybe Usher and all her kids. she's not Nem in the menace. That's the shacham.
She has a raya. We have a raya in Bezdin that she's telling the truth. Chazaka Eini Shemeiza.
It doesn't give her a Clark Blanche that she's always believed against the husband.
Yeah, but Eini Shemeiza says she's believed against her husband.
Is Eini Shemeiza to every kind of that she's going to say?
No, I probably not. Okay, but there is some nemanis. So she would have a nemanis. I mean, Enachinami, probably Eini Shemeiza can't be Meitzi Mamet. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, the my exaggeration case, you know, Eini Shemeiza would not be Meitzi Mamet. I don't know. But it is a little, but she would have a chazaka of Eini Shemeiza that he's married to her. You know?
Why would the case be a little strange? Why was the case of Lifnei Iver even a question? What Reb Dov was saying, I mean, Rebbe's saying, yes, we will say it is Lifnei. Why is that, like, why is like the Pashas or the Tutsdadim, if she's Usher on a piece of meat, like what are the Tutsdadim if there's Lifnei Iver?
She's only Usher and Agabe her, but not Agabe me.
I'm saying so she's Usher.
Me, the meat's kosher. So Agabe me, so the question is Agabe me, Agabe her. So the gabe me, the meat kosher, even the gabe her. Because the gabe me, that I know that the gabe me, that the meat's not, it's not chazer, it's a chicken. So then it's, if it's chicken, it's mutter even for her.
That's true. She has a halacha. Bezdin will say straight out, you must not eat this meat.
But I don't have to.
If someone is a halacha, that they can't eat it.
Chazer. But since I know that's really not chazer,
it doesn't matter why. If Bezdin tells someone you cannot eat meat, what's the tzad that I could shove it down their throat?
Because the tzad is Bezdin didn't tell her that she can't eat meat. Bezdin told her that you're not allowed to eat this meat because it's chazer. but I know that that's not right. So then really she, I know that really what she could eat the meat. So what Bezdin told her is not true. Bezdin were misled by false Edom. So Bezdin were misled. And what it's not so simple. What if I know that false Edom came to Bezdin and testified that the meat's not kosher? But I know that those Edom are liars and the meat's kosher. So can I serve it to other people, or am I over it if they either? You know,
you can eat it yourself.
That the psak, I know that Bezdin psak is incorrect. So,
is that pasha that he could eat it himself in that case? I'm saying even himself, it's pasha he could eat it.
It's not pasha, but the many people said she can eat it. It's not pasha. It's a shayla. If he believes something's kosher and Edom say it's paso, can he ignore the Edom when obviously in public he can't, because Bezdin will give him malchus. Bezdin will kill him, whatever the onus is. But if in his own private room, can he go ahead and say, listen, I know that the Edom are liars, and I know that Bezdin paskins incorrectly, and therefore I'll eat it. And the Tiferes Yisrael on Ksuvis Daf Tes, so the equivalency, there's no Mishnah in Ksuvis Daf Tes, but it's probably on the Mishnah Daf Beis, but on Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnayos in Ksuvis, says, I don't know which Mishnah, in the first parak somewhere, he says this beferish, that the man, if there's Edom that say, he says, just like Shavi Anafshe, he says the logic of Shavi Anafshe is the gabi yourself, your beliefs. So he says it works in both directions. If I know that something's mutter, could be 100 Edom can say it's utter, I know they're wrong, I can do whatever I want. Because I know Bezdin will give me malchus because they don't believe me that I know. But I know, so I can eat it when Bezdin aren't looking. That's what he says. So just like I could eat it myself, Pasha's, I can give it to other people because I know that it's mutter. Okay.
That's the reverse, I think, of what Svi was asking. Here we're asking, can he eat it even though he knows it's treif? Bezdin says it's kosher and he so knows it's treif. Is he allowed to eat it? So it sounds like we're saying definitely no.
For sure he can't eat it, yes. Yes. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if this is right, but that was the best I could do for Akiva Eger. I don't know. I have to look in some of the svarim if they answer Akiva Eger's kash and what they say. I don't have enough cheating svarim here. I told you that our svarim are all packed away, so we don't have enough cheating svarim. So I did not get to see how they answer Akiva Eger.